You're on 2SER with Mick. And did you see the lineup for the Sydney Writers Festival? It came out yesterday. Sydney loves a festival, but it seems that the lineup has really impressed a lot of people. It features a plethora of international and local writers, and it seems that there's something for everyone this year. Now, on the line to chat about the lineup and what people can expect, we've got the festival's artistic director, Gemma Birrell, on the line. Good morning, Gemma.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us on 2SER this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Now, the lineup was released yesterday. A lot of buzz seems to be on Twitter. It was featured in our Twitter, buzz this morning. congratulations on the lineup as well. Who can we look out for at the festival? It starts on the 16th of May.
Well, I think what you were saying is that there really is something for everyone. There's a lot of heavy hitters this year. I was absolutely delighted that so many people could come to Australia at that time, because you never know what it's like with authors and their schedules, and, some of these people I've really had to kind of speak to for years and try and get to Australia, and they've finally come through. So Julian Barnes, who's one of my favourite writers, who won the Man Booker Prize some years ago for The Sense of an Ending, he is coming to Australia, and it's the first time for a long time that he's been in the country, so I'm really, really happy that he's coming. William Boyd, who's another British novelist whose work I really love. He wrote Restless and Any Human Heart, and his new book is Sweet Caress, which is brilliant. We also have the translator of Elena Ferrante, Anne Goldstein. And, Ferrante fever is sweeping Australia and the literary world, and actually the general population. I think everyone is just loving and devouring the Neapolitan novels of hers. And Anne Goldstein is the person who allows us to read them so beautifully in English. She's an incredibly talented and interesting woman.
Is that a real skill to be able to translate a book? Is there more to it than just translating straight from the other language?
Yes, it's such an art, because there's all of these decisions that you have to make with every sentence. Are you being exact? Do you do an exact translation, or do you do an approximate? It's such a nuanced art. I really don't know how she does it.
We'll find out, I guess.
But she's also probably the closest person, really, apart from the publisher, to Ferrante. So it's quite intriguing, and there's so much secrecy surrounding this anonymous author. So Anne is to my mind the closest that we'll get to Ferrante, really. And she's got a lot of juicy details to share about translating those books. We also have Jeanette Winterson, and she has a new book, which is a kind of modern take on The Winter's Tale. And she is just always such an incredible, incredible storyteller and presenter, and her talks are really unforgettable. So I recommend everyone sees her. We also have a lot of non-fiction on the program. We have a big panel in the City Recital Hall called The End of Europe with people like Yana Varoufakis, who was the former finance minister of Greece.
Right.
And Roger Cohen, who's a New York Times columnist. And also we have writers such as, Peter Frankopan, who's written a history of the Silk Road. And he's a Oxford scholar, but he's also a Croatian prince. He's a very interesting character.
A Croatian prince?
Yeah, he is, funnily enough. I know, it's quite intriguing. But the book itself is just fascinating. It's really looking at world history from that different perspective of the Silk Roads, rather than the very Western Anglophone perspective that we've always seen history from. And a man called Jean-Christophe Ruffin, who was the co-founder of Médecins Sans Frontières. He's a diplomat, he's a doctor, he's a second youngest member of the Académie Française. And they are the people who define what goes into the French dictionary, what is acceptable word, what is an acceptable word in the French language. And he's got a new book on the Camino de Santiago and wandering along this pilgrim's route and meeting a whole range of interesting people and talking about the etiquette that involves. But there's also, of course, the huge Jonathan Franzen, one of America's greatest writers, and we have a big session with him in Town Hall, and Anna Funder, who's one of my favourite Australian writers, actually, she will be interviewing him.
Fantastic.
She's one of our guest curators this year. We have three guest curators. We have Anna Funder, as I just mentioned, who's highlighting various events and is interviewing Franzen. We have George Megalogenis, who is doing such a wonderful range of conversations. He's interviewing Sarah Ferguson, on that wonderful kind of Killing Season documentary that she did. She's got a book out. He's also interviewing Magda Zavansky, which will be great.
Cool.
And he suggested bringing a live festival edition of Insiders. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
A live and edition? That's great.
Yeah, that's on the Wednesday night, the 18th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's so many different... Susie Orbach is the last curator, and she is the very well-known feminist writer and psychotherapist. She was Princess Diana's therapist, actually.
Right.
And she wrote Fat is a Feminist Issue. And she suggested the most wonderful idea, which is live psychoanalytic interviews with three festival authors. So Australian writer Fiona Rice mm-hmm. will be doing that, as will Richard Glover. Mm-hmm. And, and we also have Roger Cohen who will be speaking with Susie. So that is going to be really interesting. I'm not quite sure how I think that's going to be fascinating to see how she... The writers will bring a particular kind of creative dilemma or dilemma just generally that they have in life to the session.
Right.
And it won't necessarily be about their books, but it will be a really, really interesting conversation. And I think, I mean, part of the thing that I'm wanting to do in the festival really is, in addition to celebrating the writer's direct book that they've often recently published, I also want them to talk about, you know, other subjects they're interested in. So we have this whole free series of lectures called the Curiosity Lecture Series on all different subjects. One wonderful writer called Philip Dwyer, who's also written about Napoleon, but he's talking about a history of violence. And then Martin Flanagan is talking about the importance of listening. Gail Jones is talking about Nabokov,
right.
Spiral Time, Butterflies and Biscuit Tins. So that is an intriguing subject.
That's fantastic. It's a great idea to, you know, get some writers talking about, you know, because I'm sure they've got lots of opinions about lots of things and lots of be able to talk about different subjects. That's great.
Yeah, and one other writer I'll just mention before I stop my long rampaging spiel is Hanya Yanagihara. And she's she wrote the Booker shortlisted novel, A Little Life, that literally everyone I know is reading.
Mm-hmm.
It has, you know, really polarizes people. People have very strong opinions about the book. I loved it, and many people I know loved it, but some people do find it quite dark as well, because the subject matter can, you know, it is quite harrowing as well. And Hanya is giving our closing address on the relationship between a reader and writer, and just how far can a writer go, and is there kind of a limit to what a writer speaks about, actually? So that's going to be fascinating. And for the opening address, we have Kate Tempest, who is a performance poet extraordinaire. She is an award-winning poet on the page as well,
mm-hmm.
and she has various... she's just, you know, released an album that's been doing really well. She was shortlisted for a Mercury Award, and she also has now got a new deal with another top producer, and she's just going from strength to strength, and her new book is out this week. Literally today is the official release date.
So
it's called The Bricks That Build These Houses. It's her first novel after all of the poetry she's published. And she's giving the opening address of the festival, and really, she's utterly inspiring, brilliant performer on stage. I can't recommend her strongly enough.
Oh, fantastic. So that's on May the 17th at 6:30 at the Rosalind Packer Theatre. That's the opening address. And the festival goes from the 16th of May to the 22nd of May, mostly down at Walsh Bay, right?
Yes, most of the events, the festival hub, the heart of the festival is down at Walsh Bay, and the main days are the Thursday to the Sunday. There's fantastic sessions down there at the wall, free and also ticketed if you want to kind of get right in and not line up. But I will also say is we have such an extraordinary program of events in the Blue Mountains with Varuna, the Writers' Centre there, and also in Western Sydney
The local, you know, live and local streaming program, I think, is that
well, the live and local, yes, we're streaming all around New South Wales, and actually nationally this year we're going to areas, you know, even Alice Springs, which is very exciting, and different areas of Australia. But in Western Sydney, we have live events. We have great events at Parramatta Riverside with people like Kerry O'Brien and Bob Brown and a Palestinian writer, Fouad Amri. And all we have Bankstown and Blacktown events. which are really, really interesting this year. So I hope everyone has a look at the program. And this weekend, actually, it's in the Sydney Morning Herald.
Okay.
People can get the list out and go through the events.
All right. And everyone can check that out. And also on swf.org.au, you can find all the details up there as well. Thank you so much for having a chat to us today.
That is a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. That was Gemma Birrell. She is the Artistic Director of the Sydney Writers Festival, just announced yesterday. And yes, as you could tell, a huge lineup of fantastic authors, international, local. There's a biblio sort of therapy thing session there, which we didn't get to chat about. But basically, they'll suggest books that could be suitable for you. But I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more about this before the festival kicks off on May the 16th.